Chapter 3 Jeremiah. It rained and rained for our first few days at the beach house. Jeremiah hated to be inside all day. He was always moving and going to new places. "Who wants to go to the movies?" he asked on the third day. Conrad was alone in his room. Jeremiah went to ask him too, but he said no. He was always up there, listening to music and playing his guitar. I could see that it made Stephen unhappy. My brother was only staying at the beach house for the first week of the summer. Then he had to go on a college road trip with our dad. But Conrad wasn't interested in going to the movies, so it was just Jeremiah, Stephen, and me. There was one movie theater near the beach house, and it was in the mall. It was small, and there was only one movie. It was a love story about two dog walkers. After 5 minutes, Stephen got up.
"I can't watch this," he said.
"Are you coming, Jeremiah?"
Jeremiah said, "No, thanks. I'll watch the movie with Belly."
Stephen looked surprised. He shrugged and said, "I'll see you after the movie."
I was surprised, too. It was a really bad movie. Then, a tall man sat in the seat in front of me. I couldn't see the movie.
"I'll sit in your seat," Jeremiah said. "You can have my seat."
I thought about saying, "That's okay," but this was Jeremiah. I didn't have to be nice. So I said, "Thanks," and he took my seat. Now, Jeremiah couldn't see. He kept moving his head near me to see round the man in front. His hair smelled like pears. It smelled like Susanna's hair. It was funny. He was a big football player now, and he smelled so sweet. Every time he came close, I enjoyed the sweet smell of his hair. Jeremiah looked at me, and he smiled. Suddenly, I thought, Jeremiah Fisher wants to kiss me. It was crazy. This was Jeremiah. He never looked at me like that. And I liked Conrad, even when he was moody. I never thought about Jeremiah because Conrad was there. Jeremiah and I were friends. We didn't kiss. A few days after the movies, Jeremiah said,
"I'm going to teach Belly to drive today."
It was a sunny day and a great day for driving.
"Are you really?" I said, excited. "I asked and asked you last year, and you always said no."
Jeremiah laughed. "I think that you're ready now, Belly. You're going to be 16 soon." Stephen shook his head.
"Do you want to die, Jeremiah?" he asked.
"Belly will kill you and your car.
Don't do it.
I'm telling you this because I'm your friend."
"I can teach her," Jeremiah said, smiling. "Maybe she'll be a better driver than you."
Stephen laughed.
"You're crazy," he said. "Anyway, how long will you be?"
"I thought that we were going to play football this morning." Jeremiah looked at me. He was quiet for a second.
"We'll be back in an hour. We'll go then," he said to Stephen.
"You can come with us," I said. Stephen didn't answer me.
"Fine," he said to Jeremiah.
He was annoyed and a little hurt. I felt a bit bad for him. Usually, the boys went out together, and I was alone at the beach house. We went out on the road near the beach. It was quiet. There was no one on the road. It was just us.
We listened to Jeremiah's music from a million years ago. Boys like it when a girl can drive. It shows that she's cool and smart, Jeremiah explained. But you liked Taylor last summer. She's not like that. Jeremiah smiled and put his arm out the window. Maybe not, but she was a good kisser, he said. I looked at him quickly. When he saw my face, he laughed and said, But you, you were the best kisser, Belly. I hit him on the arm, and he laughed even more. I was surprised that he remembered our kiss, because it was just for a game. I remembered it, but it was my first kiss, and it was Jeremiah. You were my first kiss, I said. I felt like I could say anything to him. It felt easy and friendly and normal. He looked away. His face was a little pink. Yeah, I know. I moved my foot, and the car stopped suddenly. This is too hard. I'm not doing this. You can't stop, Jeremiah said. Okay, fine, I said, starting the car again. 2 hours later, I was driving. I wasn't great, but I was moving. When we got back to the house, Stephen was not there. I hoped that he wasn't mad because we were late. My mother and Susanna were watching old movies in Susanna's room. I stood outside of the door for a minute, listening to them laugh together. Then I walked into the room, and Susanna said, Belly, come watch movies with us. I got into bed between them. Jeremiah taught me to drive today, I told them. He's a sweet boy, Susanna said, smiling. He's crazy too, my mother said. She touched my nose. Jeremiah was really great. Thanks to him, I could drive now. I was one of those cool, smart girls. Now, I wanted to get my license and take Jeremiah for a drive to thank him.